Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, New York, 8 o'clock, and welcome to the show. If we can get our engineer on the line, we can get some phone calls, anything you're mad about or glad about. And I must admit, and it's not only me, I'm sure, that I am absolutely outraged about the death of Milton the guide dog. I just can't get it out of my mind, my heart, my soul, my being. And the fact that nothing has transpired in the form of trying to tell what happened or what didn't happen. Nothing. So hopefully Senator Boyle will come through and get these public hearings going sometime this fall.
Yeah.
Because it's absolutely outrageous that, and you know, it has to be going through the minds of people who go to a guide dog school or who need a guide dog school. You know, Is my dog safe in this place?
Right.
So, you know, that's a definite mad on the part of millions, I'm sure. Who is that?
That's your co-host engineer.
You're there? You sure you're there?
Yeah, I had trouble logging in. No, I'm invisible right now. God, help me. I tried getting in early, and I couldn't.
I can hardly hear you.
Really? Oh, is that better?
Now it's better. Just keep close to the phone.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to play a song in honor of Milton, an animal song.
Okay.
So if you
want to
do that song, but it's about a horse, but
yeah, but
close enough.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to play it.
So let's see if we can...
I'll muster that up.
Get that song on the air.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
In honor of Milton. Song is A Horse Called Music. It's about a sweet animal.
You want it louder?
Turn it up.
Yeah, Western Montana.
Silhouette
moves across the cinnamon sky.
Love it.
Riding along on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. Dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, and ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He wrote the music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon, sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called memories that she used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. He rides away on a horse he called music with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky. Marking the place where a horse he called music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
I remember years ago walking with a friend of mine, Sharon, and we both had our guide dog, and she commented, I'll never forget this, she commented, I'm riding my horse.
Right.
You know, the dog working and the feeling of the harness and all that. I guess it kind of reminds you of riding along
range
and knowing that you're safe, uh-huh, knowing that your life is protected.
That's true.
So that's got to be the feeling that many have in connection with the death of Milton. I reached out today to Silo to see if anyone knows Michelle, and maybe try to get to talk to her. So we'll see what happens.
That'd be good.
But there's got to be justice for Milton.
Yeah.
And Michelle.
I mean, who leaves it in the car? I just don't get it.
What?
I said, who leaves a dog in a car? It don't make sense to me at all. I mean,
well,
that's like a baby.
Somebody who's supposed to know better.
Yeah, exactly. And they yell at people because they pull the harness too hard, or they yell at people for turning left or right, and, you know, in the wrong direction. You know what? That they should be yelled at. And that's what got me so angry when I heard it. You know? And then also finding
people for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. And what they did to me, not even offering me the ability to go to the school, that's even worse. Just thinking about all these little things, they add up together, and it got me really, you know, upset because I started to cry.
Yeah, well,
not,
that's the whole thing. See, that's what happens when there's no law. You know, it
that's
starts
right
out with maybe minor stuff or not so important stuff, and then
right
it escalates.
It does.
It escalates because they get away with it, and nobody's
that's
watching
right
over them. Nobody's being accountable.
They should have it.
So,
end the story.
That's why it's so important, especially when with his life involved. You know,
that's right.
There has to be a law.
Yes, I agree.
You know, it's like the government would not allow so-called normal sighted people to walk through life without protection of their eyes.
Right. That's right.
The government would not allow that.
That's right.
But they're allowing it with the guide dog schools.
That's terrible.
See what they think of us?
They don't care.
Nothing.
They don't care.
We're nothing to them.
We're worse than nothing. We'd be better off dead in their eyes. Seriously.
And Inner Sight warned against this kind of thing.
Yes, we did.
We told the politician. We got a petition of almost 80,000 names of people who were very, very concerned and disturbed over all this. That's why they signed the damn thing.
Yeah.
We tried to warn the government. We went to a congressman. We went to the state senator.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the newspapers. There have been articles written.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we alerted the Associated Press. We warned that something like this
will
was
happen.
Inevitable.
That's right.
Because they're not accountable.
I've been here through it all.
So now, let's see if people are going to learn from this and do something about it and bring about a law.
Right.
You know?
I believe they should arrest the person. Just like they would on a normal person, they should arrest the person. They should know better, period. They're training dogs for God's sake.
They should arrest them.
And feeding them and giving them water. Well, how could you forget a dog in a freaking car? Don't put it in there in the first place. See it. There it is. You know, it's terrible. It really is. It breaks my heart to know that that dog was just left in there in a very hot day. You know, just thinking about it.
Yeah, a day very similar to today.
Yeah, very hot.
Inner Sight will stay on it.
Oh, yeah, and they don't get in trouble. Why? How can we get in trouble? you know? Sorry.
I'll never forget in the last few days the comment of Senator Boyle's social worker when she said to me, I'm glad you're on this, Frank.
Mm.
You know, she wanted somebody to get on it, to do something about it.
Right.
I told her, I said, well, if you know of any animal groups that want to help, please let me know.
Yeah, that's true. That's pure, you know, abuse right there. Abuse and neglect right there.
If I had the money now, I would be doing an ad campaign.
I know. One in the Wall Street Journal. I remember you saying that.
In fact, maybe I should call a couple of radio stations and see if they'll do a PSA.
That's a good idea.
Well, I got to lose.
I don't have their numbers. I would do it for you.
You never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, very saddened over the death of Olivia Newton-John.
God,
today.
Yeah. I couldn't get that without paying for it. Isn't that crazy? Mm-mm.
You couldn't get what?
The song.
What song?
What? The one you told me about. Fly Away?
What do you mean? You told me you had it earlier.
I couldn't.
I mean, you can't.
I can't do it because I can't put it up on the board, and I'm on the cell phone because my other phone is missing right now. I'm ready to cry over this. You know, I wanted to do this.
Oh, so what you're saying is you can't play a song.
I can't, because I need the other phone, yeah. And it's without paying. I'm trying to do things without paying for because I need money. Quite honestly,
there's no
food.
John Denver song on the board with Olivia.
Nope.
That was a pretty
I
popular
to
song.
Put everything on the board that's there. I put on, I paid for, and I put on. But right now, I just don't have the money to pay for this one. I'm kind of broke right now because Chris is out of work and they're not doing diddly shit about giving us even stuff for food. The other day, we had to go and buy, we don't particularly like this too much because it affects our diabetes and our, you know, bad health. And this is what makes me angry. We went to the store. We couldn't buy anything. We went to McDonald's, split a dollar, but this was for lunch. Split a dollar, you know, on the dollar menu, and I had.
Is that a mad or a glad?
Chicken. No, that's a very mad. For us to have to split, like a nugget meal, three for him, three for me. That was lunch.
Well, you know, I don't pull any punches. I've told you many times you got to do something about your finances, and
oh, I am.
You just don't do it.
I am. No, you're wrong.
Stop giving all your money away on bills, number one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Declare hardship to these people.
Yeah.
Tell them you can only give them $5 a month.
You know what they do when they're so mean? You know what they do when they're so mean? It just goes to show you how they treat the disabled. Okay, you know what they do? They start shaming you and saying, you know, nasty. It's just part of the whole collection process.
Let them scream the hell with them.
Yeah, I don't answer the phone. No. Then they disguise their number.
Wherever you're entitled to, demand a fair hearing.
I will.
I mean,
I'm really
gonna
do
this time
because it's really bad. Yes, I really need to.
You got to stop giving your money away.
He's so proud. He doesn't want anybody to know we're suffering. But you know what?
Oh, well,
I just started
crazy.
Saying it. It is, isn't it? So you know what I said? I said I'm going to mention it during the show tonight, and that's what I did.
Yeah, well, you got to do more than that.
Oh, I know. I'm going to do more. I can't deal with this. You know? They're not even getting me freaking food stamps. This is crazy. You ever hear of that shit? Excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen. You know, me,
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and thank you so much for my guide dog's food and the medicine, the natural medicine. Appreciate that. Big East the key to rescue, and once again we remind the politicians, you know, get the trained dogs at the door of the school, and protect children.
Mm-hmm.
Go an extra mile for a child.
And there are so many dogs that could be useful in that, right in the shelters. They're right in the shelters, and what they do after a while, if they can't get them to a rescue, they euthanize them. They have no choice. They have no room. And they usually euthanize the very, you know, responsive dogs to other dogs, or, you know, they get very upset and they start barking and growling. They usually euthanize them, but with a little training of doing the right thing, they won't have to, you know.
Well, the guide dog school could help with that, too, and they won't.
That's right. That's right.
That's one of the regulations that should be put in.
Right.
That rescue dogs should be evaluated and used as service dogs.
Right, exactly. Because they're better at it.
All
right. All
the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, to mention a few. All the Texas children that perished.
Aww.
We honor them and salute them.
That's another thing that breaks my heart. Children.
And remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight. Remind you of that. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. This is Mad or Glad Monday. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. you want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, you need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of the place. And
mm-hmm.
the phone number is 631-484-3085. Now, if you're disabled and you have a service animal or just a regular pet animal,
mm-hmm.
and you're not able to get out to where Gary is, Nobody Starved on Long Island, give him a call and let him know. Sometimes he can bring the food to you.
Yeah, he did.
631-484-3085. We want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their number is 631-880-7929. And they got a lot of different activities over there. You have to call them and or go on the website. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we thank them for backing us up, planning a news conference next month.
I can't wait.
To reveal what's going on with these nursing homes and how they should be turned into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you posted on that.
Definitely.
All right. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650 and tell us anything that you're mad about or glad about. Keep it clean.
Yep.
Turn down your television, radio, video, whatever you got in the background. All right. Do we have any callers?
Okay.
Inner Sight. And, you know, there's so much conflicting talk about the economy. Can you get rid of that noise in the background, please?
What noise?
Noise, people talking, whatever that is.
Really?
Can't have that on the show. I told you 1,000 times.
No, I'm not.
Can't have that on the show.
I know, but the problem is I don't hear it well. I'm going to mute myself. I'll be right back, okay?
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, and as I started to say, a lot of conflict about, some people say the economy is getting better, some people say it's, the worst is yet to come. You know, there's all kinds of conflicting statements made by different people. A lot of the bank people are talking about it. And it seems to me that the only people that are really all right this economy are those that have tons and tons of money. You know, don't have to worry about it because they'll never run out of money.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else, most people are struggling and having difficulty. So why doesn't this government issue a stimulus, you know, until this thing is over?
That's
and
true.
You got all the local governors. Some of them have given stimulus in some states.
Yeah,
we didn't get one in this state.
Nope.
And the president ought to really step up and do something about it.
I heard they did this. They passed regulations in the Senate to help, but it hasn't gone to the House yet. But it was 50-50 divided evenly between Republican and Democrat, and the vice president acted like another vote, and she voted for it. So that's one of those things that you would be able to do if you are vice president. So that's
well,
what she did.
Is that,
she voted for it.
Is part of that a stimulus? Money for people?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know. It's a big bill.
If it passes.
It's supposed to help. Yeah.
If it passes.
Right. It still hasn't quite gotten to the House of Representatives.
I don't know what that includes or what it doesn't include or what it does for people.
Right. I'd like to know.
I know that people who have a lot of bills and trouble should declare and stop giving all your money to these damn bills. They have to accept
we're not being
what
represented.
You can give them.
What? They're not being represented. They don't represent us. So why would we give them the money? That's what bothers me.
Well, you
got to
stop
entirely.
It. You can't do that.
No, you can. You can't. I'm stopping it right now. I'm going through the process of going to get a fair hearing. I think all of this needs to be shown.
All I do is pay
that?
My rent. All I do is pay my rent and my phone.
And
that's
your
it.
Food with the food stamps. And your phone.
Well, the food, yeah.
Yeah.
And food. Of course you eat food.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe
and
that
the other thing
I
is,
had to, I'm sorry.
The government doesn't give people enough money for food.
No. Nope.
They should triple everybody's money for food.
Yes, they should.
You know? But you see, this is where we always talk about, and
mm-hmm.
if it would be now, a lot more would have less trouble. See, the agencies should be helping us.
Yes, they should.
With money.
For your illness.
You know? And they should automatically get rid of this business where, if you get a little extra, they're gonna take it from you.
They do that
now.
All the time, and it has been crazy. You know?
Yeah.
That was my father's earnings. My father worked very hard. He came to this country with only $39 in his pocket and created a very fruitful business of repairing typewriters and selling them, and also selling stationery, you know, like the books, you know, for the kids in the school. You know, he had all of that in his store. And in fact, I
all
picked
of
a lot
these,
of things.
All of
well.
These companies that you hear about on the news
mm-hmm.
who have a lot of money are able to adjust and create different things to help themselves. The only people that are left out of that are the disabled, because these damn agencies aren't doing a damn thing to help us.
To help, yeah.
Including the fact,
mm-hmm.
including the fact that there isn't one agency designated to get rid of these damn nursing homes where a lot of money is being wasted.
You're right.
See?
You're 100%
right. If you got
rid
of these nursing homes now, that would help the economy. Would help everybody.
Definitely. Because
look at all the money they're wasting.
$196 billion. That was
well, that's an old number. I don't know what the new number. We got to get the new number.
I got to see if it's on there yet.
That's an older number.
It
I have a
it's
feeling it's a lot
it's
more now.
Oh, it must be. Or we don't know. It might be going out of style nursing homes, if you know what I'm talking about. And people are not giving them any money. It would be. I hope so. We got to find that number. If it's going down, I'll be happy. Very happy. I'll be celebrating. You know?
It should go down. And the people in the nursing home should go up. Up into their own home.
Yeah. That's right. You know, I cannot believe one thing that bothers me so much. They take everything. And then what do? They give you back $50. That bothers me tremendously. You know, and not only that.
Oh, that's a mad.
It also bothers me. It is a very mad. I mean, imagine if you were in a predicament and you needed a nursing home, okay?
why can't they let you stay with your own money? I couldn't even at one point buy my mother clothes. They had to give her clothes that were left over from another person.
They don't let you stay with your own money because they don't want you to go home. They take your apartment,
that's
your
it.
House. They don't want you to go home. That's why.
That's right. Yeah. They want you to stay in there until you die. Yeah.
You have your own money, then why can't you keep your own place? Then why can't you go home?
That's right. That's right.
You know?
Just crazy.
So it's a big,
contradiction.
What the government is doing, you know.
It's total control. They want to control the disabled, and another thing that I'm thinking of is they want to, if they could, they would have euthanized us a long time ago, but they can't. It's murder, you know. But it's really sad what they're doing to the disabled. Do you know who did that to the disabled? The Nazis. They did. They tested things on them and they got rid of them.
A lot of people did it to the disabled.
Yeah.
Not just the Nazis. Look what the church did.
That's it. I'm not for that either.
In the 11th century.
Yeah. Very bad.
That was horrible too.
Yeah, I believe what Darwin said, getting, you know, rid of the excess, you know, and just having, you know, people who are pure, without disease, without anything. That's disgusting, to tell you the truth. They have gotten a lot of, you know.
Speaking of the church,
yeah.
I have a mad.
Uh-oh.
And
okay.
Where the Pope recently visited Canada, I was told.
Really?
Where there was a school for Native Americans, a Catholic school.
Oh, wow.
And they found mass bodies of children.
Oh, my goodness. Underneath that?
In the ground, the grounds of this school, you know.
Oh, God.
And the Pope recently made a trip there and gave some kind of a speech.
Oh.
I didn't hear it, but not that I would want to hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
I don't know what else he did. I don't know the whole story, but I know it was horrible, and you can't help but thinking that these children were victims of sexual abuse.
Yes, they were. Or just not only that, they're just suffering after, you know, what has been done to them, and they just throw them away. That's what they want to do.
They want to get rid of the witnesses. What do you think?
And then the witnesses. Yeah. Unless it was a serial killer, that's another thought, which is horrible. You don't know what it is yet. It's terrible.
I'm more inclined to think it was the school.
I think so. What wouldn't it be? You know, it's right there. It's plain and obvious. You know, that was a Catholic school for Native Americans.
What the church has been doing to children, I'm inclined to believe that the school had something to do with it.
Definitely, or hiding something. Yeah, very mad. Between dogs and schools and disabled people in nursing homes, I cannot tell you how my stomach gets when I hear that something is wrong. It bothers me. It really does.
On the death of Olivia Newton-John, the late Joe Arion, who had the honor of meeting her, in Las Vegas a couple of years back, and she was good friends with John Denver, and you know, and I had the honor of meeting Denver years ago, and he wrote a song for her, "Fly Away." You know?
Fly Away, yeah.
That's the song.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance,
I'll try and get
put
it
on.
Yeah, I will. But
get it right now. I don't know when the husband is.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 on the phones if you want to call in, anything you're mad about or glad about. And, you know, this is Monday night. Tomorrow night's open mic. You can pick your own subject, 8 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
8:35 New York. Wednesday night is our nursing home show.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to concentrate this week on the money and on the fact that there isn't one agency designated to get rid of nursing homes.
Isn't that pitiful? It really is.
Not a
one. It's only us.
Yeah, we without money.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
If we had money, oh my Jesus, look, we'd be
much.
Able to, yeah, we'd really be able to solve this and get it over.
Why doesn't the
right
why doesn't the government fund us to get rid of nursing homes? They claim they don't like
them.
Can't. They claim that they
right.
cost too much,
spending money. Too much money. Yes, they do.
You know, I believe that statement is phony.
The 196.
I think it's just a front that they put
maybe.
On.
Maybe.
Because if it wasn't, why wouldn't they?
Why are they still around?
Put money out to get rid of the nursing
home. You know, here's the thing: they have many people who are fighting for disabled rights, and they're not doing anything about it. And then yet, they also have many people fighting.
Wait a minute, they're not doing anything about what? You made a statement, you didn't clarify.
No, I said it, but it went too fast. Yeah. So what I said was that they're complaining and saying, oh, yeah, this is too much money, blah, 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 blah. But when they give it out, they give it to the disabled, they give it to the, but it doesn't get to the disabled. It doesn't at all get to the disabled.
They give
you're
it
not,
to
you
agencies.
You don't see that money. That's correct. I was about just to say that. The disabled don't get it. The agencies do. Now, when you get into a nursing home, you have to, you know, put all of your money in that. And that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever, you know, heard, having to put money into that, you know.
Well, the idea is none of these agencies have money to get rid of the nursing homes.
That's right.
There's no money being used in the government for that purpose.
That's right.
And that's one reason why these nursing homes flourish and are still there.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that tomorrow night and Wednesday night, that is. On our nursing home show. Look for the ad in Able News on our nursing home program. Speaking of Able News, you got the, why don't you run that?
Yeah, okay, hang on.
And on Inner Sight Live, Monday night, Matter Glad. We thank Angela from Able for the
Able is the newspaper. For, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, I heard tonight on the news that some companies now are getting together and they're paying loans off for people.
No, I like that.
The student, mostly, I guess, the student loans.
I still have them. They're supposed to have been
excused. But it shows you.
Because I have severe, yeah.
It shows you, you know, you gotta use this stuff.
I still have the damn student loans. That's what they say, at least these people are who are trying to sell you student loan BS, the, you know, the hackers and the
scammers. Well, Biden's supposed
to
decide what he's going to do on it this month. So
I hope he doesn't let them, because they're not even doing their own job. A lot of them went to school for something and can't even go and get a job for it. That's ridiculous. It's crazy. You know, I don't know.
The government needs to do a lot more to protect all people.
That's true.
You know, the laws need to be strengthened, fortified, to protect all people.
Yeah.
And that's a mad that we have to deal with laws that
don't help us.
Don't protect people.
That's right.
You know, walking down the street today, I came across an obstacle of two vehicles parked, one on the sidewalk and one on the curb. And, of course, my dog knew that we could get through, you know, just about fit through. But I'm thinking to myself, now, what about a person with a wheelchair?
Forget it.
Never would have got through there.
You have to back out of the area, get to a driveway or a curb cut, and that's usually all the way back at the beginning where you started, and you have to go down into the street and remain in the street.
Yeah, and that's dangerous.
And that's very dangerous.
Especially where you have cars that are double parked.
Yeah. I don't have a dog and I'm visually impaired. And it's like I sit down and I'm looking around like I'm an idiot. What am I looking at? I can't see too well. But I'm trying my very best to strain my vision as much as I can while I'm getting from one area to another area where it is a little bit accessible. So, you know, that's got to be changed. Really got to be changed.
And I'm thinking to myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, why isn't there radar? You know, they have mm-hmm. radar on a lot of these roads. Why isn't there radar to check for something like this and do something about it? See we're not included in the regular law that protects other people.
That's right. But you know what? They started something like that in, I believe, California. It's something similar to radar, but it's not. It's more of a GPS guidance system. You'll have your own chain now, and they put on the inside of it the GPS guidance, right? And if you use your cane with your dog, which I heard is not so easy, you know, because I only have one hand.
I wouldn't. That's very confusing.
Yeah, for the dog and you. You know?
Sure.
But
how do you know which to follow if you're going to do that?
Exactly. You can't. I'd rather follow the dog.
That's no
good. They know better. That's my opinion. You know?
But the point there should be radar used, but you've got to
mm-hmm.
have enforcement. You know, mm-hmm. determine, hey, this area is clogged up. A person with a wheelchair through here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Move your vehicle.
Use the radar.
I would have called the police.
Hold it. Use the radar. Send the police car out and issue a summons and make them move the damn thing.
But
they don't do that.
They don't.
We don't count. There's no
right.
ADA, as far as I know, that makes that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
They watch other things with radar.
Yeah, that's true. They also watch it with the, like I told you, from the satellites. They put,
yeah, whatever,
you know, the satellite. Yeah, and you could see it.
All
well,
right, in a
sight,
men are glad. And that's a mad not having the Lord protect you.
Well, I have one thing that they mentioned that might be of good. One guy said, I have a guide dog. What do I do in that circumstance? And then the other guy answered, we'll think about that when it comes to it. He goes, it's now, it's here. We all have, a lot of people would rather even have a guide dog or a dog to train. What he's saying is that it's here now. What are you going to do about it with this system that you're creating? It sounds like a great idea. You got to be able to not block.
Now, wait a minute. You're not making any sense. Who are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Okay. Remember that guy maybe about a few months ago that when I was on that thing with Helen Keller, that sort of like talking about, you know, people walking around and stuff like that and all the obstacles that they face? Well, they were talking about this stuff, right? And it was for the blind deaf, okay, or deaf blind, whatever you want to call it, and people who could talk were talking, you know, who had the ability to talk. The others who didn't were typing. Anyway, they said this. They said, you've got to make what you're putting inside the cane for it to be on the leash without interrupting the movement of the dog. You can't do that. But you could put it on the harness somewhere where it won't, if you want this guidance system to know where people are, just in case, God forbid, somebody gets lost, and now it's 10 o'clock at night and you don't know where this person is. You know, so this is what they were talking about, and the guy said, I'll change it. See how things can get changed if you talk kindly and peacefully to people, and they, you know, they respond back in the same manner. That's how we got so many sponsors and people supporting us, because they know that we have a great idea with all this. So between the guy
with the blind deaf, you need vibration.
Yeah, I know. They turned that off, too. I realized it.
You need Braille.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's the key. You know? You got to have vibration. I don't know about putting stuff on the dog's harness. That's a whole other. I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to. I'd have
no,
to see
it's a
that.
Little, it's a thing that's as thin as the cane. Okay, and they're going to make canes that you could put this device inside the cane. I said, if you're going to be doing that, what about the people who have guide dogs? What are you going to do with that? And then he just said, oh, you're going to use the cane and the dog at the same time. I said, no, that's not feasible. People can't do that. What happens with me when
What is in this device? Remember, the dog is a living thing. What are you going to put on the dog?
Yeah. No, I know that. I know that. That's what I kept.
Right away, the
first
thought is that going to harm my dog?
Yeah, or distract
him. Because a lot of these things are harmful.
A lot of these things not only can be spoken about as being harmful, and what happens if it has like a sort of like a beeping, and we can't hear it, the people who are deafblind, or even nobody can hear. This dog can't hear it, and it's distracting him.
The dog will hear it. Sure, it'll distract him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said, what are you going to do, put it on the person or the dog? I would say put it on the person. You know? It is for safety, but
what you need is some kind of organic strip that won't hurt people or animals.
In what way?
I'm just something curious. From a plant.
Oh, I see what you're saying. What about wood?
You got
metal, but wood.
Design it. I don't know what you want this thing to do.
This thing is saving people's lives in terms that if they turn the wrong way because things aren't put up right, whatever. This thing, this guidance system has. It works with the highway stickers, and it has a little bit of a guidance thing that speaks to the not the radar but the satellites. So you'll be able to find where this person is, God forbid, if they're missing for a while because they can't see where the hell they're going.
I don't know if I would trust that. not me.
Yeah.
I trust
I think
dog.
Everybody's different. Oh, I trust the dog, too, more than I trust that
I wouldn't
stupidity.
Trust
but I
would
told him a few things.
I not trust something like that.
No, I told him a few things that were not accurate and not well. I mean, he goes, he doesn't use a guide dog anymore. Because he, I guess maybe, we don't know if he was denied or not. He didn't let us know about that during, you know, this class that we were taking. But he was very forthcoming that he doesn't want it to disturb the dog. But the thing is the only way to do it is to put it in the cane. And then the cane is not going to be with the dog. You know what I'm saying? So what we were talking about, instead of putting it on the dog, maybe put it on the person. If that doesn't work and the dog still hears it, then you're just going to have to train the dog to, you know, work with
it. And then
that.
You
got to
walk around
somehow.
With a label on you.
No.
Want
the best part is when the commission announced that I needed something on the back of my wheelchair saying that I was blind. I said, do you want me to put that
right.
in shining lights,
invite,
too? Yeah.
Invite predators.
Yeah.
Stupid moron.
Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, I think we got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
On the Man of Glad. Oh, by the way, in going down the week, a Thursday, we usually have a subject, and
right.
Friday is the funnies, so you want to have a good
yeah.
time. Tune That's us in nice. Friday night.
You forgot open night.
I think Thursday we'll talk about why isn't there an agency
mm-hmm.
designated to get rid of the nursing homes?
That's right.
That's
mm-hmm.
Thursday's show. It's going to be
yep.
a follow-up from Wednesday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important because there isn't one
it's
agency like that.
That's right.
But then the question becomes, is there anyone out there, any companies out there, any people who would donate the money to create
right.
An agency like that or finance a program like that?
Okay.
Inner Sight has an idea.
Yeah.
We'll go over it Wednesday and Thursday.
Right.
But it would be really, really cool if we could find somebody who would finance that idea.
That's right.
Because that's what we need. There's no
that's
money
right.
to get rid of nursing homes.
That's true.
I think that's very unfair.
Very much so. It's not only
plenty
that,
of money to
not,
keep nursing homes.
Right. I wish we could
so
find somebody
be,
who was. I'm sorry.
That'll be Wednesday and Thursday. What?
I said I wish we could find someone who can say, "Oh, I don't like these nursing homes just as much as you don't like them, and I'd like to help you." I wish we could find somebody just like that.
Well, I think we should start looking for companies
yeah,
who make things and who sell things to keep people in their own home. Those are the kind of companies that maybe would finance something
yeah.
like that because they have an axe to grind, a motive.
Yes, they do. Yeah. So would you include
they
want to
sell their product.
Well, I have one thing I got to ask. Would you include the home health agencies who want to, you know, and what they can do and how they can
well,
do
the
it?
Home health aides are operated by the government, by the state. You know, I don't think they would
mm-hmm.
be allowed to do that. I'm talking about private companies
right.
that make things. Like, let's take Walmart, for instance.
Right. They're big.
You know, huh. Home Depot.
Yeah.
You know. Companies that make walk-in roll-in bathtubs or whatever, showers.
We had to
stuff
get
like
a friend
that.
To do it because we couldn't afford it. know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about companies that have the big business to keep people in their own home.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of sponsorship you would need to get rid of these nursing homes.
Definitely.
So a company like that would benefit greatly from it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll talk about that more on Wednesday, Thursday, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else? Inner Sight. And anything you're mad about or glad about? Let's see. I got.
Do you have a glad?
What is,
you could squeeze in.
There's plenty of glads.
Well, let's do it. Let's say something makes us happier before we leave.
Be glad that you live in this country.
That's true.
And you have the right to speak out, at least.
Yeah.
You know, other countries, you don't even have that right.
That's true.
So, there's a glad right there.
Definitely.
And Inner Sight, we love this country. That's why we're trying to free up all this money from these nursing homes.
I gotta find a better number. I hope I could. They put it up already.
There's gotta be one around. A number of how much money was spent last year on the nursing homes. I'm sure that it's listed someplace.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, I want to thank all our friends, James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you need any civil rights advice, call Mr. Jim Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. And we thank him.
Oh, yeah.
And all of our friends who help keep Inner Sight going.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic. Pick your own subject. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host engineer.
You're welcome.
And remember the death of Milton and sign our petition at change.org.
Please do.
And while you're over there, take a look at the nursing home petition.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Put your name on what's right. And fight for Inner Sight. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you. Have a good night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.